good to be with you. It is Tuesday morning, or is it Wednesday morning? 8:55. It's a little bit difficult to actually say what morning it is because all the days seem to blend one into the other in this pandemic that we are living out, and it's strange and disconcerting and disorienting and all of those things at the same time. We are not really used to living in a pandemic. Do we go out? Do we not go out? If we go out, are we endangering someone? What's the best witness as a Christian? Do we hide separately? Do we get together in prayer, or is that a bad way to go too? These are days of questions and anxiety. As I was thinking about that, I was thinking about the reality of Jesus and his disciples. After he had been crucified, they were running about, going to and fro, hiding, scared out of their minds, not sure what was going to happen next. And that feels a little bit like what our lives maybe feel like. And in the middle of that, this is from Luke chapter 24 and verse 36. They were talking about all that had happened, and while they're talking about it, Jesus has just died a few days before, been crucified. He stands and he stands amongst them, and he says simply, "Peace be with you." And they're startled. They thought they saw a ghost, and he says, "Why? Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your mind?" Great questions. Why are you troubled? Why do doubts come reeling in your minds? Why are you troubled? You see, virtually the same text in the Gospel of Matthew. Again, Jesus appears to the disciples. It says in Matthew 20, verse 19, "On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.' And then he showed them his hands and his side, and they were overjoyed when they saw the Lord." Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Just the very breath of God, all we need, he breathes on us. And you know, he is breathing on us, and we are, the Holy Spirit is available to us. We just invite the Spirit to lead and guide in our life. One of the disciples wasn't there that day, when Jesus showed up, and so he didn't really believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. It's interesting when you miss church what happens, and all of us are missing the gathering all at the same time. It says, a week later, his disciples were, this is John 20, verse 26, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Thomas was the one who missed out the first time. And though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." He can come through locked doors. And then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here. See my hands. Reach out your hands. Put them into my side. Stop doubting and believe." And Thomas said to him, "Simply, my Lord and my God. Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." And when he's talking about those who have not seen and yet believe, he's talking about those who have not seen with their eyes. He's talking about us. And I think the question that he asks in Luke is the same question he asks us. Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? There's lots of times we are troubled. There's lots of times doubts do arise in our minds, and yet he has breathed on us, and we have received the Holy Spirit as we have received Jesus into our life. And the one who calms the storms is the one who brings calm into our life. What is our role in the middle of pandemic? I think our role is to listen to God a lot, to talk to God a lot, to pray a lot, to be a witness to peace when the rest of society around us is going crazy. Maybe our witness to peace comes as we call friends and family and old acquaintances on the phone just to say, how are you doing? And I care about you. In our isolation, I think we want Jesus to come. We want to see Jesus. And yet somehow it seems like, it feels as if Jesus is far away in the middle of the anxiety. In these days of isolation, my wife has actually been isolated for 2 additional weeks, struggling with pneumonia, finally getting over that, and then finally come to the realization she is one of those people that is at high risk. Should she stay at home? Should she get out? What is she supposed to do? And we all ask that same question. We all ask the question. But Jesus' invitation to us is simply peace. If you are finding no peace, he has it to offer you. Just turn to him. You know, you can know him for years and years and years and still find yourself in a peaceless position. When he has everything to offer us that we would ever need, everything we would ever long for or hope for, and he comes and he says, peace. And we just need to receive the Holy Spirit, receive what he has to give. Why are you troubled? He asks, why? When you can have peace. I want to pray for you that you might have peace today. Father, in the middle of the chaos, may you bring us peace. In the middle of the storm, may you bring us peace. Oh, God, may you bring our friends peace, our family members peace, our fellow church members peace, our neighbors peace. Oh, God, we're in the chaos the whole world is in. And in this chaos, we discover how badly we need you again and again and again. And so we ask that your peace would be ours today. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.